Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is that, man?
How are we doing? Are we live right now?
Yeah, we're live, bro.
We're live, man.
I've been live for 3 hours, bro. What are you talking about?
I just put the counter on there. I'm like, jam. Like, I didn't realize that you guys were going on. What's up, man? How are you feeling?
I feel good, man. I like the pick. I feel pretty damn good. How are you feeling, Matt?
I'll be honest. I had a feeling this was going to happen. I'm like, this is one of the guys that I didn't watch because I saw Caddy's, like, just they just uploaded, like, the Memphis film from this year, like, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So, and of course, you know, I spend all this time watching and they pick the guy at first that I have no idea about, or at least have some idea. But, I mean, yeah, it's a good pick.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be. I mean, Marcus, you know for sure. I've always loved Darian Kennard, but, I mean, it's still available.
Yeah.
Like, tweeted out, guard tackle versatility, apparently can play center too. We saw him play center at the Senior Bowl, played on both sides. So the key to the regimen, man, it's all about the versatility everywhere, even on offensive line.
Yeah.
Versatility. Now, because, you know, because we talk about the Senior Bowl, right? I mean, he played center like the whole Senior Bowl. So that's why I was like, you know, you draft him. Like, so let me ask you this, Matt. What do you think this means for Andre James?
I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I've been the opposite of you. You've obviously been the anti-Andre James all offseason. I kind of been a little bit more of a supporter. But I mean, I feel like it, more than anything, it's going to be a play for, like, them to give them flexibility. Like, okay, they can start training camp out to see who's the better tackle between him and Leatherwood, right? I have a feeling he'll probably play guard. Maybe they'll put Good on the left. I don't know. Maybe they'll have a competition a little bit with Simpson and try Leatherwood out at right tackle. But it is interesting. I had a feeling they were going to go for a guy that has experience playing both spots, just to give him a little bit more of a rotation, which is weird to think of with the offensive line. Not exactly position.
That's why I was thinking Cade Mays. Because, you know, Cade Mays played right guard, right tackle, and and, you know, that type of versatility that he has.
Yeah.
It was more the small school. That's why I kind of got off Parham, because they don't draft small school guys, but then AAC isn't a small school technically anymore. So that's why I was on the Parham thing.
We say that, and then we have to also remember it's the Patriots tree, who same tree that took Cole Strange in the first round. So,
I mean, yeah.
Small school there, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, but the history. I didn't take a lot of small school history. That's what
I did see, just across the threshold, Parham with 33.5-inch arm. So, tackle, I guess, not out of the question.
Yeah.
Not out of the question, really. 6'3", though. 6'3".
6'2 and a half.
Pretty short.
So.
6'2 and a half now.
Yeah.
But he's got the long arm length, at least. I mean, I feel like that's more than height than anything. You're more worried about how long their arms are. If I can get a guy with that's 5'11" and always leveraged and has, you know, 35-inch
in the run, in the run game, in the run
game, in the run game, very true. Yeah,
in the pass game, you're just gonna get bulldozed. You're a 6'2" defensive tackle out there going up against Max Crosby at 6'2". No way, it's not gonna happen. You need some of that height. But I mean, I'm interested in seeing. What does this mean about, like, when we do the breakdowns, you guys are going to look at the film. I'm sure both of you guys are. What does this mean for the Raiders? Are they going to be more towards, like, gap counter blocking schemes, or, you know, is zone, wide zone still on the table? I don't know.
That's what I was saying. Like, Memphis does not run wide zone at all. They're a power pull or pulling or, you know, going forward. Like, they've been doing that for years. So they are a power football team. So if you're drafting a power player, that kind of tells us what they're going to do, because that's not something that's not his skill set, right? That's not something he's run for 4 years. You would ask him to do something different. So if they're expecting him to come in and start playing some outside zone, I that kind of told me that. I'm like, okay, so we are running power. If they're drafting power offensive lineman.
I'm looking at it right now. PFF's got the breakdown, just zone gap between 56.8 and 35.4 for zone gap, which is pretty well, gap heavy for a college team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that could be inside zone, right?
Yeah, right. Inside zone, yeah.
Technically.
So, yeah. And then
yeah.
two years ago, like you're saying, Marcus, they had more gap runs than zone. I mean, again, the trend in college football over the last few years is zone. So even 36, 35%, like he's been playing the last few years is a lot for a college team.
Yeah. And usually linemen, they usually do zone at some point. Yeah. But like, you know, just for that thought process.
Yeah.
If they're drafting a guy from
Memphis. For Marcus,
yeah.
For Marcus, a zone is Gary Kubiak, okay, Cleveland Browns, outside zone, exclusive. Yeah, that's what zone is for Marcus. That's it's not zone. Inside zone.
It is.
Inside zone, duo. Come on, it's all the same.
Yeah, I mean, it is zone, but, you know. I'm just saying. I don't know. It's not the Alex.
It's got to be outside the. It's got to be B gap or wider to be.
Yeah. It's not the Alex Gibbs zone. You know, we're thinking like right. Alex Gibbs. You know, the Mike Shanahan. Right.
What about inside zone quarterback read option?
I don't know. No, I feel like it's like inside zone is like the family of power. It's like a versatile power. True. Run, yeah. Gap run. Well, outside zone. That's just zone run. That's like pure zone.
What about mid zone? Where you fall in the mid zone?
I mean, mid zone is cool. I guess mid zone's all right. Mid zone's all right.
Mid zone is zone for you, Marcus?
Yeah, mid zone's zone. It is.
So we're talking C gap or wider? I'm just trying to figure out.
Yes, C gap or wider. You got it.
Aiming point. Right.
If the running back opens towards the C gap, it's zone.
All right.
If he does this, because it could be, because all he's doing, because let's keep it real. If he steps the other way, it's duo. It's not zone no more.
That's true. Yeah. I guess if you're going to cut it back, it basically plays.
If he steps one way in zone, he steps that's not zone. That's just too
true.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Channing Tindall got drafted.
God, this draft is crazy.
Linebacker. Georgia linebacker, obviously Miami.
What do you think of this draft overall? You think it's a little
weird? Me?
Yeah.
Dude, absolutely. I mean, from pick one, how many times do we have a pick one that the guy didn't even have 10 and a half career sacks? Or I don't mean to hate on Trayvon Walker, but what did he end up with? Did he get nine or did he have
nine
in his career? Like, from pick one, it's just been unpredictable, which, I mean, true to form, as we kind of knew coming into it. Again, I think the Raiders' strategy has been pretty telling of how this draft class was. You give up two, your first two picks for Davante Adams for a proven player, ended up panning out pretty well. All the top tackles were gone. All the top wide receivers were gone. Even in the second round, not a whole lot going on. Trade back again, granted only four picks, but I feel like you're seeing a lot of teams do that. I feel like this year, you know, I think I said it to BD a little while back, like a lot of teams in this draft are seemingly giving up premium picks. I feel like it's almost going to throw off the trade value to just go get these proven players because, again, just a weak class overall.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, the classes just wasn't that exciting, you know? That's why the draft was kind of so, you know, not really have a lot of buzz, especially, it was mostly because the quarterbacks were terrible, but that's another story. But, you know, it's, Casey took Leo Chenault to the Chiefs. Ooh. Yeah.
Casey's having a quietly good draft, which is unfortunate because they were having a terrible offseason before this. And,
They
needed it. But what do you guys think? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm deathly afraid of what Andy Reid has cooking for Sky Moore.
Oh, man. See, because I was wondering, where does Sky Moore play? So where does Juju
play? Is he outside?
Is he outside?
Yeah. That's true. But I think Sky Moore can play on the outside. Like, he can develop that to that point. I forgot about Juju. I keep forgetting that they brought in Juju, but yeah. But two different type of slot receivers.
Yeah, Sky Moore is better for taking the top off of defense from the slot.
Yeah.
Which I think is, Andy Reid's smart, I'm pretty sure that's his plan. But if they do that, though, that means Juju's outside, which means then we're good.
True.
But, I mean, Like, the way that Andy Reid moves these guys around, they're all going to play every single spot, including I stood on the backside. Travis Kelce needs to be there, obviously, primarily. But when they want to put, you know, Travis Kelce in the near slot to the passing strength, you're going to put Juju Smith-Schuster on the backside, maybe Scott Moore out wide, whatever it is, they're all going to play every single spot. And it's just going to be on Andy Reid to scheme everyone open with all these different competing skill sets. But I think it's going to be a lot harder for him to do it with the current group that he has right now, rather than just having Tyreek Hill, who's just a threat to score from anywhere. Yeah. I think it's going to be much more difficult to scheme these guys open, though. Even if everyone says Sky Moore is so fast. Yeah, I'm sure he's really fast, but, you know, he's not, like, by NFL standards fast. He's playing at Western Michigan, so he looks so fast. Right now he's going to the NFL, he's going to look like normal fast.
And I think the NFL has kind of figured out Andy Reid a little bit and their offense. I think that's a bigger problem. They've literally been doing the same crossers for years. And I'm happy the NFL finally figured it out.
Agree. I
mean, Gus Bradley was the only person trying to stop it for years. He was the only person putting somebody there. And finally, the NFL was like, oh, hey, he does crossers all the time.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit of Andy Reid, too. I think Andy Reid's got to adjust because I think he got crosser happy with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, true.
It was just like, oh, hey, run a race against this guy and beat him to the other side of the field. No scheme happening. Yeah, not going to work.
Pure crossers. So, it's not going to work anywhere. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see this AFC West, man. I still think it's a little overrated. I think we're just so hyped about quarterbacks that the talent on the teams aren't that, you know, out there, like, oh my God, they're dominant teams. Like, I don't believe the Chargers have a dominant team right now. Like, I mean, so it's gonna be interesting to see how this AFC West rounds up. Man,
I don't know. I feel like it's gonna be one hell of a division. Like, I feel
it'll be a hell of a division.
Yeah,
I just don't know if they're gonna be like this super, like, I don't know, that the hype is about, because. Maybe it's the thing about the Broncos. Maybe the Broncos are just not the roster I'm thinking about. Maybe the Chargers and the Chiefs and the Raiders are fine. It's the Broncos.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I think I've fallen into the camp. Maybe to a fault of the Broncos or the quarterback away in that category. Like, I do like their roster. I have liked their few drafts, but
yeah.
I mean, obviously we'll find out this year. This will be the test to see if I'm just an idiot with the rest of the people. But by the way, did BD just Irish goodbye us or what?
Yeah. I think he froze up and went out.
Oh, gotcha.
No, we're good. Gotcha. This is the AFC West is gonna be interesting. I think it's gonna be an interesting division, and see how they go at it. And
the Chiefs had another. No. Let's see. Oh, that's right, Brian Cook. Okay, one more guy.
Somebody asked a question. What do you think Denver over under 10.5 wins? I have this thing with Russell Wilson that, you know, I actually say this all the time. He's a walking 10 wins. Like, he just walks in and you get 10 wins.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the Broncos are going to finish at. But I just don't
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Marcus. Would you take Russell Wilson out of the equation? Would you take the Seahawks roster last year over the Broncos roster this year?
Seahawks roster.
Really?
Yeah, I love. See, you know, Seahawks defense gets a lot of crap online, but you watched them on tape, Matt. They're legit. From Daryl Taylor to Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs to the corners, they have. He fixed Sidney Jones. You got, you know, Jordan Brooks. You got some good guys in the interior. They got a legit defense over there. That's the thing. That's why Pete Carroll's a little cocky. That's why he's got Drew Lock and drafting 8 running backs. So,
I mean, I guess I look at it more as like I giving more credit to Pete Carroll, whereas like I look at like you mentioned Bronco, like the Seahawks, say the Seahawks secondary. Like, I look at the Broncos, Kareem Jackson, Surtain now. I don't know who they have at other corner. They have another stud at corner.
Olajumita.
What's up?
Olajumita, I think, right?
Yeah. And then Chubb can figure out how to stay healthy. So, I mean, I would like it better too if they had a, what's the guy's name from the linebacker, the Dude, that's a stud. Oh, Alexander Johnson.
Yeah, you lost him though.
Yeah. But yeah. But I don't know. I like a lot. Like the receiving core out there. I think receiving core is still pretty. They can at least hold a candle to the Seahawks trio out there.
It's more about, you know, Russell Wilson's skill set. Like with Jerry Jeudy, you know, it's gonna be tough, man, for Jerry Jeudy to get going unless he finds a way to get outside. I think KJ Hamler is the one who's probably gonna have the bigger year because, you know, Russell Wilson, he's a deep ball guy. But I love Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson's a great quarterback. I think he's an Hall of Famer. I just think he's easy to beat. I just think he's so easy to stop. Okay.
You think if he's easy to beat, then why'd you just say he's a walking 10 wins?
Because he's not easy to beat for everybody. He's still a Hall of Famer. So he's good. I just think, like, if you have like a good coordinator, it's like you have Patrick Graham. Because Patrick Graham turned him into like he made him look like he's a fifth rounder. So that's kind of like, if you have the right scheme and you can make him get off his deep ball and all that stuff, then you can beat him. But he's still Russell Wilson, so some teams are just not going to be able to beat him. But I think, you know, some teams, if you can scheme it up right and mess with his mind, because even pre-snap, he's not really a pre-snap guy either. He's just like, hype me the ball, and I'm a ball.
Yeah, he wants to get going.
Yeah. So that's why, like, you could stop him.
You can change the picture on him a little bit.
Exactly. You could stop him. That's like, he can get to the point where he's unstoppable, but he's been stopped a lot. Let's say that. He's not like a, you know, but I still think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's a little underrated in that point with his career, but as a, like a quarterback, I think he can, he doesn't, I don't know. It's hard to me. Like, he scares me, but he doesn't.
He scares you, but he doesn't. He's easy to beat, but he's not easy to beat, but he's weird. Like, what?
I don't know.
Are we walking in circles here? What are we? Have a take, man.
Because it's just my thing with him.
You're like leaning one way on the fence, like you start to give one.
Because that's how I feel about him. Literally, like you could literally stop him, but then you can't stop him. But you can. Like, the Rams is like, because there's like one game he looks like he's terrible, and the next game he's like, he's the best quarterback on the earth. So it's the scheme that you could do. You have to game plan against him. And that's why I like Patrick Graham. And that's why I thought he was crazy. I don't know, like, why would you go play Patrick Graham and Brandon Staley again after they put you like on a bad stretch? Like, your worst stretch of your career was against those two guys. Like, you had to play them twice and play Patrick Graham, and it was like his worst three games of his career. So I was like, why would you come here?
Because have you seen what's going on in Seattle?
I don't know. Like, it's a little bit like, I feel like he's just a little cocky. That's all. I think he's a little full of himself. You know?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
They cover three guys. They play single high against you, man. It's like, that's what you like. Yeah, my bad.
You're good. No. But anyway, what are we thinking about? When we think about the Chargers, I can't even remember who they pay. Oh, Zion Johnson. Who else they take? I feel like they haven't picked for a while, right? Because they gave up the second for Khalil.
Yeah.
I feel like that's about it. I don't know.
Yeah, they got Zion, and they took JT Woods, bro. They took JT Woods.
That's right. Very, very much a tool. This is also very much a toolsy draft.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the guys that, like Trayvon Walker, what we were just talking about, where it's like they don't have the production that didn't show as much in college, but if they have the traits, they're flying off the boards. Because, like you said, I mean, JT Woods, guy that runs a 4.3, but has problems with his angles, his safety.
Yeah, BD said he's not coordinated. So,
not coordinated.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Good to know.
he's like his coordination.
Oh, hey, better for that.
All right. What else do we got here, man? There's so much. I'm going to stay 4 hours, man. My kid's probably like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
But anyway, you got any questions? Let's take some questions, man. You got any final questions before I get out of here, man? Oh, yeah. What the hell? Well, I guess this that guy doesn't like the he doesn't like Parham. He's a CFL prospect. It's kind of harsh, man. Wow. Goddamn. Wow.
I will say this. I remember Brandon Thorne really liking him at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
Parham. I remember that being one of Brandon Thorne's like guys.
Mm-hmm.
Which O-line experts, so.
Yeah, I trust him a lot. Neil Farrell. I really like, we like Leo Farrell.
I saw you tweeting about Neil Farrell. Were you talking about him in the third?
Yeah.
Or were we talking?
Yeah,
wow.
I know.
More of a fourth round guy, but like, I mean, one round, not that big of a deal, but yeah. I mean, if they're going to go with a defensive tackle now that they unfortunately missed out on Travis Jones, which had a unsuspecting slide, like he's probably like your next best guy that can do a little bit of both, a little bit of two gapping, a little bit of one gapping, has an unreal get off. I think I posted one still when I did his report where literally everybody's in his stance and he's making contact with the offensive lineman already. We saw that at the Senior Bowl too. That's what one of his calling cards. So I would like him a lot. And I mean, just a matter of if he can turn that pass rush upside into production.
Yeah, that's really what it's about. I don't know what BD do tomorrow. You down to do this tomorrow? They're asking us.
Yeah, I'm down to hop off for a little bit. I think 9 a.m. 9 a.m. my time, so 10 a.m. your time. I don't know. Are you on my time now? Are you on?
Yeah, I'm on your time, bro.
Okay. So, yeah, I think 9 a.m.
All right, let's see who's on the board here. Hold up. We got a little draft board here, bro. We made. Who got left? So, yeah, Cade Mays. Chanel's gone. I got Damian Pierce and Isaiah Spiller, which I'm a little shocked that Spiller fell this far. A little bit. But I feel like how many running backs have gone? Like the dude from LSU went before Pierce and Spiller.
Yeah, that was true. That's not many, but yeah, that one was kind of a shock to see before Spiller.
Right.
Robinson was off too.
Brian Robinson went already?
Yeah, Brian Robinson went to Washington.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll take Damian Pierce in the fourth. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know anybody else, but
yeah,
that's pretty. I'm a little shocked about Isaiah Spiller because he has so much production in the SEC. That shocks me a little bit, to be honest. Yeah. All these guys are except Kennard. We still got Kennard at 10. I think is he the highest ranked player besides the running backs?
I think Kennard. No, because you had a couple guys in 1 through 5. You had 1 or 2, 5.
Yeah, but their running backs doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they don't matter.
All right. Especially the way this draft's going, I feel like it's changed that. Darian Kennard, and then we got we have Farrell. Joseph is gone.
Emerson's gone.
Mathis West is gone.
Still gone. Available.
Donovan West, but they took Parham. So
yeah, probably off the board.
That's off, right?
So far, we're looking at Farrell and who were we just talking about? Kennard, maybe? Maybe yeah. Kennard? Yeah, I don't know about Kennard anymore. We'll see.
Ooh. Man. Where's 20 at? Where's 1 to 20? I don't know. 20. I don't know where's that at. But yeah, man. Let's see. There's nobody really left. I think Neil Farrell's a good pick. I think that any of the running backs, I still feel like they're taking a running back. I mean, you don't take Josh Jacobs. You don't reject his fifth-year option without a plan, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think – I mean, maybe now that they picked up another pick, I feel like that would be definitely like another option. But they just have four right now that can kind of – that you know what I mean? Like, I know we don't want to draft for immediate need, especially with Jacobs and whatever Jacobs now being a free agent in the offseason and Kenyon Drake. But it's hard for me when it's like they could probably use a corner more than that.
Yeah.
Tyreek Woolen's still on the board. Mm-hmm. Right? He's still available, right? Kind of a little bit of a surprise. So I mean I guess now that they have that extra fifth round pick and they have three picks within five of each other now, 164 and 169. Maybe they spend one on a running back. Josh McDaniel's got to get his another pass catcher out of the backfield. So,
yeah, but I mean, the best ones already went. Like, I feel like I mean, Rashad White went ahead of.
Oh, he's gone already.
Yeah, Rashad White. Mm-hmm. He's gone too. So, you know, it kind of lets us know what the NFL is looking for in running backs now, because Spiller didn't catch that many passes, and neither did Pierce.
That's what I said, yeah.
Pierce didn't catch that many passes.
Where's Pierce from again?
Florida,
that's right.
Damian Pierce. There's Donovan Pierce from like FIU. I think he's at the Senior Bowl, but Damian Pierce, he's a great runner, but you know, he's not really a
He's not a pass catcher. Gotcha.
But he's the exact same size as like Knowshon Moreno and every single and Damian Harris and all those guys. So that's why I think they're Spiller too. I think they're looking at him. And that's what like Zamir White too. That would be more the fifth round guys. If they're taking like Zamir White. But
let's see. What any prospects on now that he's available, or now he's going to be a day three pick, Sam Howell?
See, I had Sam Howell on the board, man. I thought they might, you know, I'd take him as a backup quarterback because the Raiders need one.
I would too. I like Howell a lot. I liked him a lot going into this draft. I mean, in comparison to the other quarterbacks, let me preface this by saying that. Yeah. I liked Sam Howell a lot, and I mean, they could get – I'm not huge on drafting a backup quarterback now that they have, you know, the great Nick Mullins out there, and I feel like they could probably get away with him for at least a year. But
yeah.
You can get a guy like Howell, too, that maybe you can flip to a team that gets a little panicky if you can play well in the preseason or some limited action or something like that. Hmm. Or worst case, if, you know, something does happen to Derek, you have a dude that in the summer was potentially a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Maybe, if he's still around.
Maybe.
So, we'll see.
I don't know. Oof. Mark Davis says he's good with Kaepernick. I mean, everybody says they're good with Kaepernick, though. And then they don't.
Yeah. I had the same reaction. I'm like, so you mean like when Pete Carroll said, like, oh, he's too good for us? Which made no sense like a few years ago. Is this just the new thing? We're just going to say, oh, yeah, we'd sign Kaepernick, but, you know, we do it. We just give me the good PR, but – we're not going to actually do it, which also kind of throws Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels under the bus. Because what was his quote like? Oh yeah, if our staff thought they could contribute, we bring him on.
Yeah. Wow. Wait. The Bills got Pete traded?
Yeah, the second. Oh, I think. Wow. Wait, I don't know if it was the Bills, but he went in the second. I'm pretty sure.
Was it the Bills? I know Elon went to them, but man, God.
No. Jets. Jets.
They got Petre?
Texans.
Oh, okay.
Texans, right. My bad. Eventually I figured it out.
Texans. Going over to play cover two with Lovie Smith, man. Play some Tampa. Tampa 2.
God, what if a terrible fit for him.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, that's I don't know what the hell he's going to do with that system. It's just awful. What is he going to do? Play too high.
And took more snaps at slot corner than anything else in college.
Gosh. I guess. All right.
well.
Hey. All right, man. Any other thoughts, man? Because I gotta get out of here, man. I've been on this 4 hours. I gotta mix this down and post it up. I gotta figure out what I mixed down. I can't put a 4 hour podcast up.
No, yeah, we'll figure it out. But I mean, not much, man. Like I said, kind of reiterate what I was talking about in the beginning. Feel like the Raiders have been pretty justified with their moves so far in the offseason. Like I'm talking about, none of the wide receivers, none of the tackles really fell to 22, and ended up getting the best wide receiver in the game. I feel like you got to feel a little bit more vindicated if you're a fan. Got to feel a little bit more confident in this new regime right now.
Yeah, I feel very confident in them, so I'm really excited. But I want to thank everybody in the stream. I mean, it was like 200 of us. We went strong. You guys stayed with me the whole time. You know, the full hour. I held it down by myself here, Matt, for the first hour. I held it down.
My bad. I could have come in for the save.
I should have asked you, bro. I should have asked
you. You're all good. All good.
Yeah, man. but, yeah, definitely appreciate all you guys coming out and hanging out with us for this draft. Really appreciate you guys coming out. And, yeah, man, I'm probably going to go take a nap. Be honest, I'm exhausted from all this information.
is
brain's fried.
Dude, so, it's 9 o'clock. When is it considered just going to bed?
I don't know, man.
We just taking naps. Is this the draft life? We don't take. We don't go to sleep. We just take naps.
Yeah. Well, you know, I gotta. You know, my kids are probably dying over there. I don't know. Seven. They've been alone for 5 hours. So I got to handle that, Matt. So I got to handle that first. Make sure they're okay. You know, make sure they're good.
All right, man. But, I'll let you go be a dad.
All right, yeah.
for the first time all day. All right, man.
Yeah. So I'll see you guys. Appreciate you guys coming through and listening to us, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.